Hey, America. What's on tap for you this weekend? Thinking about trying to attract the NSA to get some more of your information? I got a way you can do it. I have a list of words. You just have to type a few of them into an email, and voila, you will be among some good company, because I know I'm already being, I know I have already been traced, so maybe you can be traced too as well. It is no laughing matter, the NSA, Edward Snowden, wherever we are at this point, he's preparing to get slammed. Will Hong Kong extradite him? There's lots and lots of questions swirling around the NSA, the whistleblower, and what now has been the biggest story in the last 2 weeks, I think, in the year 2013. And it just piles on to all of the controversies swirling around Washington. We will go inside Washington and tell you what happened on the day. A couple of big things, including the House unexpectedly rejecting the farm bill. Also, conversations that are serious with the House and the Senate, and some votes about immigration. And can they really remedy the riddle, which is how do you secure the borders? There is a big battle brewing over that. And how about this? Six women picked as jurors in the George Zimmerman trial. Wow. Six women. Remember, George Zimmerman is the guy who killed Trayvon Martin, and he's on trial for that. That case is going to be huge when they get past the opening arguments. They start to do all the evidence. It'll be wild to watch what happens, I think, in the next couple of months, because I believe it goes at least a couple of months. And big news, if you're a Hoop fan, Miami does the repeat thing. They beat San Antonio to win the NBA title. I would have to say that Spur Manu Ginobili should have to find his own ride home from Miami, as he was the turnover king. But hey, you got to give them credit. LeBron James had 37 points. He had 12 big boards. He dished to his teammates. They dished to him. Dwayne Wade had 23 and 10 rebounds. And this was part of the story. And I think Shane Battier scoring his 18 points, but shooting 6-for-8 from shooting from three-point range for Miami made a huge, huge difference. So that's it. That's all she wrote. No more NBA until it kicks back in the fall, and back-to-back titles. Pretty hard to do these days. So congratulations to the Miami Heat. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll let you hear some highlights from that and what some of the players had to say. In the meantime, as I said, we're going to definitely get our shovel out and start digging around and seeing what's happening in Washington. Of course, we always do that. It always comes back to the same thing. And it's interesting how such big revelations are thrown out there as though none of us could have figured them out. But each and every time, we're one step ahead. And I know if I'm one step ahead, I know some other people that are two and three steps ahead. And I know all of you, this is a smart audience, you caught on to what was happening with the NSA anyway. But as I mentioned, immigration all the way around. Senator David Vitter, Republican from Louisiana, said enforcement, no enforcement, the big deal is that, my friends. Take a listen.
There is no measurement of success, of results, of actually securing the border. And they have rejected our having any verifiable measurement of actually securing the border.
This bill and the promises surrounding it are full of hollow and ultimately illusory assertions.
Yeah, I agree with that. And see, this isn't a big revelation either. So you had also Senator Mike Lee there, the Republican from Utah, saying how it's a weak bill. He's right. It's a weak bill. And they're not going to just rubber stamp this and hope that it all sorts itself up, because, geez, Republicans need the Hispanic vote. They do. But they don't need to throw away everything, because then they're also going to infuriate their base. So the immigration legislation moved quickly toward a full Senate vote, but it also ignited a standoff worse than at the OK Corral between the competing wings of the Republican Party. So conservatives are accusing their other colleagues of greasing the wheels for a passage with what they say is a fig leaf that only claims to address border security, which is what you heard there. And I agree. When you have so much covered, uncovered space and inadequately covered space, how do you expect to know that your borders are secure? They're not. We know they're not right now. We know that. There's bodies buried in the desert. In fact, they turned up four the other day. They believe they're illegals. This is a huge problem in Arizona. It's a huge problem in New Mexico. It's a huge problem in Texas and California. They're digging tunnels. There's ways to get around what already exists for border security. And there are too many Spartan areas. So there was a compromise that was spearheaded by Republican Senators John Hoeven of North Dakota and Bob Corker, who you hear a lot from. He's a quote machine from Tennessee. They pitched an amendment to beef up security. So what they're saying is it would double Border Patrol agents on the border. It would build 700 new miles of fencing and spend billions to deploy some other high-tech goodies, tools, including drones and radar, things you need, seismic monitoring, that's for tunnels and whatnot. It would include all of that. And what basically Corker is saying is if this amendment passes, I don't know how anyone could argue that the reason they're not supporting the legislation is because we haven't addressed securing the borders. We're addressing it over and over and over again. So I think that this is the bill to nowhere. I don't see this going anywhere. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, says, what I think the American people want is real border security, not an empty fig leaf. That's where the leaf comes from. They want border security first. If the legislation happened first, the border security never will, and he's right. So here's the question. Should Congress, no matter what, just approve the darn immigration overhaul and let the chips fall where they may, sort it out afterwards? Geez, at least get something passed, shore up what would be the Latino vote, because there's elections coming up in 2014 and then 2016, and they can work on it then. What would you say? Should they push to move the Senate bill with more focus on expanding visas? Should Congress move the House bill, and the bill in the House is more focused on boots on the ground enforcement, if you will, or should they just take the time and work on the legislation? Boy, oh boy. Well, they've been working on this forever. It just gets put on the shelf. And now I don't think you can put it back on the shelf because there's too many people touting it. There's too many people talking about how huge it is. There's too many people saying the Republicans need the Hispanics to vote for them. And they hardly got any last time around. That was part of the big problem with Mitt Romney. So that doesn't wash. That won't work. Republicans cannot shoot this down. But again, how do you secure the borders? What would you do if you were in charge of that? I'm going to agree. You have to take all 700 miles. You got to have the fence up, the stuff that you want up there. You got to have the tech. You got to have the radar. You got to have all that stuff in place. Because if it's not in place, how can you accurately tell us who's coming in and who's coming out? You can't. And that's the answer to that. And that's part of the big problem here. Also coming up in this hour, we're going to check the mailbag. A lot of people have thoughts, and you're letting them fly by going to americatonight.net, clicking on contact. Got one here from Burton who says, we just need to replace them all, Kate, or push them across the border. Maybe then we would have the reform we want. He means Congress, by the way. Remember, it's the us's and the them's. You get it. Us's, them's, us's, them's. See you in a flash of an eye.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. the guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Tall order these days, isn't it? Or maybe it's not. It's a short order. It's perhaps the better way. I reverse that. Better way to say that. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. I think I put too much creamer in my coffee, by the way. All right, so if you type in ABC propaganda, satellite phones, basement, rebels, Goodwin, garbage, market, beef, black bag rack, you are certain to be raising the red flag so the NSA will read your email. Yeah, I got a list of those words. Put them in your emails, and guess what? Presto, metadata. You've been metadatized. It's got to be a better word for that. It's almost like vaporized. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, what's shaking in your part of the world?
Hey, remember the other night when I asked you who's the bigger hypocrite, Sean Insanity or Vatican?
Yes, or the Pope. Yes.
Yeah. You said the Vatican, but you was wrong. It's Sean Insanity, the biggest one. You said what President Bush ordered a NSA spy on Obama, 2004. He's just an Eleanor senator.
Yeah.
He said one word about it. He ain't ranting or raving about it or nothing like that or none of that stuff like he was against Obama. So I'd say he's kind of a biggest hypocrite yet. So
You are determined to pound Hannity into the ground. here's what you have to understand. You know this, Rick. It's like I said, you can split your screen, folks. You all know this. You could put Drudge on one side, you could put a Huffington Post on another side, and you're going to see two different versions of the same story. In the case of Fox News versus MSNBC, same thing. There will be, like when Ed Schultz is on MSNBC, he avoids stories where the president is in the middle of the soup, or at least he tries to. And we know that this is the score. This is the name of the game. I mean, you're right to call across the board. You could call everybody on that, but this is nothing new. You know that, Rick.
Well, I just wonder how come he ain't ranting and raving against Bush for spying on Obama.
Because here's the thing. It's like I said, you definitely have media that go in one direction or the other direction. And you see the same thing that happens on MSNBC versus what happens on Fox. Now, if he was asked about it, I would be curious. I think he would say something then, but I don't know. I mean, if he's, you know, when he does the roundtables or whatever. Because Hannity, from what I've seen, seriously, Rick, I've seen him, it's where people try to take his legs out, and he'll answer them back. Whether, you know, no matter what, I've seen this live three different times at broadcasting events where somebody who definitely had a completely different view of the world than Hannity went after him on something and called him out on something, and he answered back. So by not talking about it, you're saying that he's a hypocrite because he's not talking about the Bush stuff.
Yeah, I can be pound and Bush. You know, hammering Bush and all this stuff.
Because
and
he's
Bill Issa there in Congress.
Yeah.
I was one of people wants to see him Bush to come before the committee. If I forget about that.
Yeah, it's not happening.
No.
Listen, I know you're a smart guy. You know there's two teams, and that's the deal. There's two teams in America right now. If you have to slap a label on yourself, there's two teams. That's why I say there should be a third team. Yeah, there's two teams, and that's the name of the game. It's just like football. You're playing for one side or you're playing for the other side, but you're not playing in between. You're not straddling them. And no matter what, you have that point of view, and you're sticking with that point of view. There isn't so much of the middle anymore.
Yeah.
You
know, they always hammer Obama about this and that, but now you find out Bush is doing it too, so now it's all quiet. Hush, hush.
Yeah, but so flip that around for a second, though. Same thing, though, with Obama. Aren't you disappointed about Obama and some of the things that have happened really in those last couple of months, the stuff that he's complicit in that, you know, that you'd be surprised about? I mean, you know?
I talked to Dick Durbin, and I told him I was against him. He's kind of easy to steer and stay out there all together.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I agree. We should.
You don't agree.
Yeah, you don't agree with that. Syria, we shouldn't be there. And that was the thing. Obama ran on that. No more war, no more of this. We don't need this. We don't need to go to Syria. We don't need to make more of an investment there, you know, with Russia and Iran and what they're doing and get in the middle of what already is a twisted jigsaw puzzle in the Middle East.
And get the Hezbollah now. They're on Syria, so we'll have to fight them too.
Right. Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, other branches that, you know, who knows? Yes. And we're caught in the middle of this web, and there is no way for us to get out of this web. I mean, it isn't. If we continue to go down that path, it's just the wrong path for us. Rick, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rex, also in Illinois. I don't think Rex and Rick know each other or even live in the same block. Hey, Rex, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sweetheart. I just want to talk about Hussein quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the Protestant and Catholic churches being non-equative, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that just can't understand how he could say something that's stupid.
Why is he in the middle of that in the first place, in a way?
Pardon?
Why would he be in the middle of that in the first place is what I would say.
Well, he shouldn't be.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you know, it just, his attitude is such, he's so arrogant that he could say something like that. That, you know, in other words, it's not appropriate in that they're not diversified enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. So I'll let that stand alone.
I know, that's now, why I'm not jumping on it, because, listen, I agree with you. That's why I'm not jumping on it, because I agree with you. I don't understand why the comments in the first place. It was stupid. Yeah.
Yes. So now, I live in the great state of Illinois, as the gentleman previously called, made good points. If in the entire states of the United States, they had to stick an enema in somewhere, they might as well just stick it in Springfield, Illinois. My understanding is, and I don't know this to be fact, but I heard this. Loyola University in Chicago is a great, great university. They're going to allow, apparently, some peoples who, you know, illegal, mm-hmm. to go there to medical school
mm-hmm.
without any fees.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fell off the table over that.
Yeah, this is something that's been discussed and it's happened and it's gone through legislatures across the country. And for some reason it goes unnoticed and then all of a sudden it makes big headlines. But it is shocking because think of other kids who are struggling to try to even pull it together to get loans and they're going to come out and they're going to owe so much money. And, yes, I agree.
I mean, it's just, it's incredulous.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, this would even be feasible.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I want your take on that. Is that
it's wrong.
Because, huh?
It's wrong. It's flat out wrong when you think of what everybody else has to go through that applies and has to pay. What if I'm struggling? I'm a middle-class family. Geez, I'm so proud of my son. He's going there. But now, how are we coming up with that money? And we're like everybody else. We're scraping it together.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes, hundreds of thousands.
I mean, it's not $40,000. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
And Jesus, criminy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Ridiculous.
San Antone didn't win that tonight.
Oh, okay. No kidding. Boy, that's too bad, isn't it, Rex? But they made a lot of mistakes. They had opportunities. They should have done it in six. They should have done it in seven. So good for Miami for taking advantage of them because they saw the opening and they did what you're supposed to do. They closed out the games. 855-266-5283.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You. If you write underground, posse, blowfish, or e-cash, it means the NSA could be tripped to possibly going through your emails. And I'm talking about if you write this in an email. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you as we swing into yet another weekend here across America where things are really starting to heat up. In all senses of the word, both with the weather and with the heat that's on in Washington. Although we've seen this scene before, the drama continues, and yet we still get the same results over and over and over again. Congress doesn't care that they have a 10% approval rating as long as they get reelected. I mean it. That's it. IRS, we'll figure it out. We have a new director. We'll eventually shove it all off. We'll say that we've investigated. We'll trot people up. We'll keep doing the committee thing. And in the end, nobody's going to be the wiser. Same thing for Benghazi. Benghazi's going to be done. They'll have another committee hearing. There'll be a push, and that's it. So the ambassador and three others who should not have been killed were killed. The talking points were screwed up. They should have gotten backup. They didn't get backup. Could they have gotten out of there? Could there have been help sooner? We have lots of questions surrounding that, and they're never going to be answered. And then when it comes to what's going on now with the NSA, because of some of the loopholes and with the law and taking the Patriot Act and then slamming the Espionage Act on young Edward Snowden, he's going to come back and probably do 20 years if he's extradited from Hong Kong. So as he's being hailed a hero by a lot of people, you know, hey, you're a whistleblower. Dude, it's awesome. You let us know that we're really being spied on, probably more than we thought. They're diving for our data, and it's annoying. It's like a pelican constantly over and over and over again getting every little fish when they're already full and they don't need that information. They're say they're not targeting us, but we're supposed to believe that. But in the end, petitions, stuffed animals, flowers, balloons, that's all nice, but Snowden is going to do time. He's going to come out an old man in the end. He's not going to be like Daniel Ellsberg, who got the pass for the Pentagon Papers because the Nixon people snooped on him and tried to get psychiatric information about him, and then that was too late. They had all bets were off. They had a dump pursuing him as a traitor. But so far with Snowden, that's not what's happening, and I don't think it's going to happen. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us. This is a big night for Illinois, and go to the land of Lincoln. Hello, Dale.
Yes, hi, Kate.
How are you? You sound tired. Are you tired?
Oh, I'm tired of these Democrats, these liberals.
Crazy what's happening.
Well, let's look at this, for example. You know, you got people calling in here from Illinois. What our state needs is one large enema to take care of some of this crap.
Yeah, we've heard that.
All kinds of crazy things going on here. But, you know, it would be laughable, Kate, except it's so serious.
Yeah.
We have a government in charge, people in charge of our government, who are so idealistic. They don't want any discussion from the other side. They think they're right, and everybody's wrong. Everybody else is wrong. They don't want to talk about anything.
Right.
So that seems to be their justification for violating everybody's rights. I hope we wake up someday. Because
before it's too late. Yeah. I like what you said. I'm going to finish your sentence. You said, I hope we wake up someday before it's too late. I mean, right now we still live in a free country. We still live under the Constitution. It is we the people. But I think, Dale, too often we forget it's we the people. And sadly, it's becoming the us's and the them's. And if you play for the other team, you have the power. You have the power of legislation. And the rest of us only have the power of voice and to give a voice to that. But it's sad. It really is. It's crippling,
well,
some of this stuff.
You just surmised, Kate, in prior to our conversation, about 35, 40 seconds of all the hell that's going on right now. And I don't think we need to say any more. We just need some action. Well, we're not going to get some of the help that we need in regard to finding out all these things. I hope we do, but I'm not very optimistic about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not too optimistic, sadly, about it as well. Dale, you have a great weekend because it's just too much. Look, you have a funnel. There's people that do stupid things. They're human. They take advantage of the system, whatever. But this is beyond taking advantage. This is ripping off Americans. That's what's happening. Because remember, we pay taxes. Our taxes are filtered into all of this nonsense like this one. How about the USDA trying to explain spending thousands of dollars on booze and free food? This time it's the Department of Agriculture, right? They've got massive amounts of criticism being hurled at them from one person, Tom Coburn, the Republican senator, for shelling out a lot of money on subsidies for island homes for wealthy people, vodka, celebrity chef junkets. I could go on. So what the deal is, and of course there's a couple of programs. They sent letters to the ag secretary, you remember him, Tom Vilsack, and saying, you know, what are you doing with our taxpayer money? Like, check this out. The agriculture department wasted $45,000 on a West Virginia Bloody Mary mix company, spent thousands more to help vineyards across the country. Of course, if you run a vineyard, you're going to say it was much needed as far as the grapes were concerned. And then, you know, they dumped money in directions that made no sense whatsoever on an island. They were subsidizing island homes in Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard is for wealthy people. Wealthy people. The cheapest house, and this is what Coburn pointed out. I probably could dig up the same info, and he's right about this. He said the cheapest house on Martha's Vineyard is a two-bedroom condo. It's listed at $260,000. So Martha's Vineyard is getting federal housing and assistance money despite everything that's going on with the sequester and all of that, because it's been deemed a rural area eligible for taxpayer-backed home loans. Oh, it would make you just cry. Why didn't I get that? Why can't I get a rural break on the loan? I mean, come on. So all of the amounts of money that we are blowing, that we're throwing down a rat hole is just crazy. It's crazy how much money. And in the meantime, we're bleeding in other areas. And if you think of it as one big piece of pie, we could shift that in a different direction. So this seems almost like a blip on the radar screen, though, compared to everything else that we've talked to, other scandals that I mentioned that are still just kind of floating around out there in the atmosphere. All right, it's going to be an abbreviated one, but quickly, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. Dan the Man is so right on top of it, by the way. He's filling in tonight. Nathan having some surgery. We wish him well from all of us here on America Tonight. Okay, this comes to us from Tommy T, and Tommy T says, Kate, I hate it, but Miami won, so congratulations to them. LeBron James is the king, even if he is a sourpuss king. Back to back, I do like Coach Spo, and it was fun to watch that series, don't you think? Yes, I watched the whole series. In fact, I watched it with my husband, who is not a basketball fan, and he loved it, except for that he wanted San Antonio to win, so he was freaking out about all the turnovers and all that kind of stuff. All right, here's one from The Rock, probably not The Rock that you're thinking of. Hey, lady, I just got to tell you, America Tonight, thumbs up. NSA, thumbs down. This controversy, this nonsense, come on. Can't we take this president down? I got to tell you, I voted for the dude twice. But at this point, I'm ready to put anybody else in because I think he's full of it. He is not transparent. And all this NSA data and trying to convince us so often at every single stop, wherever he goes and talks, that this is simply something that had to be done because we're thwarting terrorism. Kate, do you feel safer? That's my question to you, because the NSA is, what do you call it? Data diving? Yeah, data mining, data diving. No, I don't feel any safer because that's not, I think so much of that is a waste of space and time. And with some of the bigger things that have happened, ordinary citizens have stopped whoever the would-be terrorist is. Now, listen, I have some friends in intelligence, and I salute them because the two guys I know are dogged, they're amazing, and they could be making a whole lot more money working somewhere else. And I'm glad every day of my life that I have them in my life because they give me the heads up on some things. However, I think that overall, we are still missing the boat because our focus is lost on sillier things that we will never, ever settle. And I don't think spying on average, ordinary Americans is going to get us anywhere at all. One last one. This is from John in Illinois. He says, boy, immigration, this is the same old dog that we have been hunting with, and he's got no legs. They need to put it out to pasture. We are not going to pass any kind of reform. We know it's what? A poison pill? That's what the Democrats say, but I think it's a poison pill in the opposite direction. Build the fences, put the technology there, then talk to us about a pathway to citizenship. Hey, you can let your opinions be heard. Hit me up on americatonight.net. Click on contact. And in the words of Tony Soprano, bada bing, you are in. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, indeed. Here we are hitting the final wall, final stretch, final few minutes of that last quarter here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I got to say, Miami Heat over the Spurs, 95-88, Game 7. Nothing like a Game 7. It was edge-of-your-seat stuff, back-to-back championships. LeBron James pulls down 37 big points, and this is like, you know, manna from heaven for him, because he feels like he always has to prove himself since he bolted from Cleveland, went from Ohio to Miami and had to prove himself, and he does prove himself, and so does the Heat. I think the coach there, Eric Spoelstra, should get a lot of the credit because of the superstars, the egos, and everything that he's had to deal with. He had a great strategy heading into this, and sure enough, it paid off. San Antonio had their opportunities, but they couldn't close the deal. They missed shots they should have hit, and they just played too slow down the stretch, and Miami took serious advantage of that. So how did Miami players feel? Dwayne Wade and LeBron James had a few thoughts.
I'm LeBron James from Akron, Ohio, from the inner city. I'm not even supposed to be here. That's enough. Every night I walk into the locker room, I see a number 6 with James on the back. I'm blessed. So what everybody say about me off the court don't matter. I ain't got no worries.
I'm about gutting it out. And I talked to my knees today. We got a conversation.
All right, so there you can hear a little bit of the excitement of what happened in the game. Dwayne Wade there talking about the conversation that he had and the overall how big this game was for the Heat. He became just the third player, James, to win the regular season MVP and finals MVP in the same season multiple times only. And this is a great trivia question. Who else did it? Only Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, two of the biggest all-time names in the great game of hoop. So there you go. Credit, Dwayne Wade was saying there, credit to the San Antonio Spurs. They're an unbelievable team and unbelievable franchise. This is what I like about him. I give him credit for this. He said, this is the hardest series we ever had to play, but we're a resilient team and we did whatever it took. And that's the difference. They did do whatever it took in the end. And it had to be pretty demoralizing for San Antonio because they had those opportunities. They came so close to a fifth title and almost did it in that sixth game. They couldn't do it. And then Tim Duncan missing shots at the end and, you know, Manu Ginobili turning over the ball, and a myriad of other reasons that I mentioned at the top. So pretty interesting. The Tim Duncan will go down in history as, I think, one of the all-time great top 10 players in the NBA, but he did not pull down yet another title. So too bad for them, but celebrating in Miami. And James avenges his first finals loss when his Cavaliers were swept by the Spurs in 2007, and that helped him on the path to South Florida, and then here he returns the favor, I guess, in a way. So the Heat with the trophy is actually called the Larry O'Brien Trophy. They got it from the commissioner, and there you go. Congratulations to the Miami Heat for the big, 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 big win. All right, here at the end of America tonight, we're going to scatter shoot in a couple of different directions. So, in other words, tie up some of the odds and ends on the day. Some of the things that have happened that you might not know about. We know the obvious scandals. We've been talking about them. Many of you have called about them. Thanks for the calls. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents, just like our boys from Illinois, at 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. But, you know, Mother Nature seems to always rear her ugly head at some point on America Tonight. And we've got one for you that, you know, so often we are talking about fires. What about floods? It's the other dreaded force. 100,000 people in Calgary, Canada, I was watching this, are probably going to be evacuated because of flooding. Man, you should see the floods there. Mandatory evac orders already issued for 6 different communities. The Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, is saying that military, including helicopters, have been deployed, obviously, to help with the rescue and whatnot. But it's strange. I was looking at people on their rooftops. It reminded me eerily of Hurricane Katrina. Remember what happened after Katrina? All the people that were out on their roofs and the X's on the doors and all that kind of stuff. It kind of looked like that. We want to give you a couple of high notes, too, on the day, and this is a really high, high, high note. If you watch any news at all or listen to it on the radio stations that I'm on, etc., you might have caught this story, and this is just a brilliant story. A three-year-old Grayson Clamp, he now can speak here. He can hear for the first time. He was born without that nerve in your ear that you need so you can hear. And he became the first child in the U.S. with an auditory brain stem implant. So now he's sound aware, and they don't know exactly what he hears. They're trying to figure all that out. But how cool is that? because that nerve that he didn't have connects the brain stem to audio waves in the outside world. So his parents had him fitted for an implant, but it didn't work. Now he became the first one with the auditory brainstem implant, and they can tell already that they're seeing changes. They're seeing it work in him, and that is very, very cool. He has a external speech processor, which has a microphone. It breaks up sounds into frequency components, is what they say. So check this out. It sends information across Grayson's skin to the implant, and that's how it works. The device then stimulates electrodes on his brain's nucleus, and the electrodes are placed where the nerve would be if he had had one. How about that? The implant powered by a battery that's outside of his body. Now, this kind of a procedure, this is why it's such a big deal, has been done mostly outside of, has been really done exclusively outside of the United States, mostly in Europe. So this was approved. The FDA approved the implant for only 10 kids, and he's one of those kids. So now he's drawn to music, they say. He's turning on the radio and doing all kinds of cool things. And I think that's awesome. And for the parents, it must be amazing to watch this young boy realize now some of the sights, I'm going to call them sights, sounds, whatever, around him that he wasn't able to realize before. All right, I mentioned this, I think, at the top, but how this George Zimmerman gets an all-female jury. Woo! All-female jury. Yes, it's true. The defense attorney, Mark O'Mara, completed his question-and-answer session with the potential jurors. Opening statements are going to begin Monday morning. The all-female jury will start hearing that murder case next week against the Florida neighborhood watch captain, George Zimmerman. And people are going to closely watch this one. So you have four alternate journals. You've got five white women, one black woman, one Hispanic woman. And you've got four alternate jurors, two women and two men, who will hear the case as well. And Zimmerman, of course, is charged with second-degree murder for the killing of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida, back in February of 2012. He says he shot this teenager in self-defense. Prosecutors accuse him of unjustly profiling and killing Martin. So this is a lot of what this tug-of-war is going to be like in the courtroom. Under Florida law, six-person juries, by the way, hear all criminal cases except capital offenses. The charges against Zimmerman do not make it a capital case. So some people are like, wait, six jurors? I don't understand that. That's what they do. That's what they do in the Sunshine State. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls and emailing the show at americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.